Friends, this year should be a special.
Close.
Moray v'Rabbi Shlita. It says in the Gemara in Maseches Brachos, Daf Lamed Hey, that Rav Levi Rami, Rav Levi asks Stira, Ksiv Hashem Aratzim Aloha, Ksiv Hashem Sham Hashem Ratzan V'nei Adam. It says on one hand that the earth belongs to God. The other hand, the pasuk says the Shemayim belongs to God, but the earth belongs to man. Which one is it? Does the earth belong to man or to God? And so the Gemara Lakashia, Kan Koidin Bracha, Kan Lacha Bracha. This is before the Bracha, and this is after the Bracha. Before the Bracha, it's God's. After the Bracha, Kiviyachol, belongs to us. Says Mar and Arav, Einaya, page 2. Roy Lahakir, Es Kola, and Yonem Agashmim, Kemachshirim, Es Hashlemus Haruchnis, Shamitase, Hi Adas, Es Hashem. It's fitting to recognize all of those Gashmius matters as being preparations for spiritual perfection. And its truth is knowing Hashem. V'hamakir kaze, lo yimsa tachlit l'chizuk ha-kochot ha-gashmim v'al-chavatam kim kifi ha-chreach, shemeladihem lo tikon ha-shlamah ruchanit. Somebody who recognizes this will only find a purpose in being mechazik his physical kochos and expanding them only according to what is absolute necessity, and without them there cannot be spiritual shlemus. And this can be understood with the maimer Hashem ha'aretz u'meloa, which means that even the earth belongs to God, which means that even the gashmius must be used only according to necessity in order to serve Hashem. Aval be'amro ve'aretz natan lifnei Adam yoresh yesh yitron ve'etzem hitgadlut hakochot hagashmiim ve'hachavatam bekinyanim rabim ve'hishtalmam al yidei chokhma ve'kisharon ma'aseh. This aretz natan lifnei Adam teaches us the earth was given to man, that there is a value in the expansion of the kochos hagashmiim. In other words, unlike the pasuk of Lashem Aretzim Lo, which means contract the gashmius, limit the gashmius as much as possible, V'aretz Nasan Lefnei Adam is telling us, no, expand the gashmius with Chachma, with Kishron Maisa. The earth is ours. Develop, expand, help it thrive. V'amida yishara shebezehi shim lo yishkol ha'adam et erich ha'na'otav ha'gashmiot lakachat mehem ha'erich ha'ra'ui la'ashlama ruchanit שיש בכל דבר גשמי, אז הגדלתו את הכוחות הגשמיים תמשיכיו להתבהם ולרדת כרוח הבהמה למטה. The straight mida is that if a person doesn't weigh the value of his physical pleasures to take the proper amount for spiritual perfection that inheres within, potentially within every physical material matter. If he doesn't do that, if he doesn't try to find the ruchnius in the gashmius, then the kochos hagashmim are going to draw this person to become an animal and to go like the spirit of an animal down below. Lehit bahem, to become a behema. Person is just in the world of gashmius. He's a behema. Omnam behiyoto yodea lokir et hatzad ruchani sheyesh bechol hanaga gashmit, kafi shimusha latzedek velasechel amiti karaui, lefi hayosher haeloki, shehi klalut hanagat haTorah biyichud, az lo zu belvad shelo yaiku harchavot hagashmiot lahashlama ruchanit. When a person knows to value the ruchniyus side of all gashmius tikahanah, using it for godly purposes with true wisdom, which is the general hanhaga of the Torah, so when you appreciate the ruchniyus and the gashmius, not only are the harchavos, is the expansion of the gashmius not going to impede the hashlam ruchnis, Kim yasiflo or not, it will strengthen, empower the ruchnius. Alken, kodem bracha sheod lo herim michsat hayara ruchanit sheyesh beota ana gashmit ra'ui sheyakir ki lashem haaretz umloa. Before a bracha, the person is not yet in the world of ruchnius. He doesn't see the ruchnius and the gashmius. He should know Hashem Aretz Umeloa. And therefore, you have to limit the gashmius as much as possible. Not a stira between the psukim. We're talking about two different matzavim. What was before the bracha? The bracha is just like, oh, now I have permission. The bracha is a lot more. Before the bracha, it's not that you just don't have permission to enjoy the gashmius. It's that the gashmius can bring you down, because you're not looking at the ruchnius and the gashmius yet. So you have to limit the gashmius as much as possible. Only what's absolutely necessary. Obviously, you can't live without a body. It could be nothing, no ruchnius without gashmius at all. So eat what you have to eat, do what you got to do. Take from this world what you have to take from this world. Before the bracha, obviously not literally eating before the bracha, but enjoying this world before a bracha, before appreciating the ruchnius, which is what the bracha symbolizes, that has to be the bare minimum. But la'acha bracha, shetzier ha'yachas haruchani sheyesh lo iman ha'yagashmit, az behalchavato lishtamesh be'osafat koach gashmi, talchiv da'ato tamid, וכוחותיו הגופניים בתגדלם יהיו תמיד מוכנים לפעול צדק וטוב כפי הערה הרוחנית אשר תפעול עליו כל בגישה של הנהגה שמיעית. After bracha, that a person pictured the spiritual relationship that he has with all gashmias, then when he is expanding his usage of the gashmias, his knowledge will expand, his kochos hagufnim will expand, and it's all for the ruchnius. It's not going to bring him down. Ve'aretz natan lefnei adam. You can look with an ayin tov in the world, and people being otzek to be mishachlil, to perfect this world and all of the gashmius sides. So before the bracha, limit it. After the bracha, enjoy the world, because you see the ruchnius in everything. That's why the Yeshuas and Nechamas and the Nevi'im are filled with Gashmias. Because all of this Gashmias is going to be used for Ruchnias. V'samti katkot shimshotayich u'sha'arayich la'avnei akdach v'chol gvuleich la'avnei chefetz v'chol banayich limudei Hashem v'rav shalom banayich b'tztoka tikonani rachaki me'oshek. There's going to be no need. There's going to be so much bounty in the world, because there's going to be knowledge of God, and there's going to be no need, oshek. There's going to be no need to steal from any koach its potential. All of the gashmis is going to be used for the good, for the ruchnis, for the holy, and therefore it won't damage us. Ki akol yifne yashar el ha'ra'uy ve'atov, because everything will turn immediately, directly to what is good and what is holy. So that's the kodem bracha l'achar bracha. Before the bracha, Hashem Aretzim Elo, it all belongs to God. Take the minimum, it's His. Do what you gotta do, no more. After the bracha, Nasan Levnei Adam, it's yours. Enjoy. See the ruchnius. And that's what's gonna be lost at Lavo. That all the gashi is gonna use for ruchnius, and there's gonna be no oshek. Not only oshek, stealing from people. We know oshek. We're not going to have to steal from the gashmiistic potential. So we don't want you. No. Everything is going to be used in its most expansive form. We should be zochem yitzhashem. Lilmodu lelamed. Lishmor velasos. Ulekayim is called divrei. Salmu tarosu bihava amen v'yamein. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friend.